just ahead of a series of critical votes by British lawmakers. Prime Minister Theresa May is treating it as a dramatic breakthrough and is pleading with Parliament today to approve the agreement with a warning.
The danger for those of us who want to deliver, to have faith with the British public and deliver on their vote for Brexit, is that if this vote is not passed tonight, if this deal is not passed, then Brexit could be lost.
Britain is set to exit the EU on March 29th. The United States is ordering all of its remaining diplomatic personnel out of Venezuela, the latest sign of high-level American displeasure with the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hampen.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced a decision late Monday night, citing the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. He says the remaining diplomats will be removed by the end of the week. Venezuela is struggling to restore electricity after 4 days of blackouts around the country. It also has a deepening political crisis. The U.S. has led an international effort to oust socialist President Nicolas Maduro and replace him with opposition leader Juan Guaido. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain today joined the list of nations and airlines suspending use of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners. This in the wake of Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines disaster that killed 157 people shortly after takeoff from Addis Ababa Airport. The British Aviation Authority announced it was banning the MAX 8 from its airspace. This was the second fatal crash of a 737 MAX 8 aircraft in less than 6 months. And here in Washington, there are beginning to be calls from Congress for grounding the Boeing plane in the United States. For all the day's news, you can go to voanews.com online or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. United Nations investigators say they suspect crimes against humanity were committed in a December massacre in Congo. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our report.
At least 535 people were killed in violence between the Banunu and Batende communities in western Congo that unfolded over 3 days last December. UN investigators believe the death toll is likely higher, saying many of the victims' bodies may have been thrown in a nearby river. They cite witnesses who say Batende village chiefs helped plan the attacks, which followed strikingly similar patterns and left little time for people to escape. Banunu villagers were targeted with weapons including firearms and gasoline. The violence erupted after a dispute over the burial for a Banunu customary chief. I'm Ben Thomas.
Democrats in Congress called it dead on arrival, but the White House has unveiled its $4.7 trillion budget plan for 2020. It includes $8.6 billion for the president's long-promised southern border wall. Here is VOA correspondent Steve Herman.
One budget item Democrats who control the House of Representatives say they will fiercely oppose is billions of more dollars for construction of a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. At the White House lectern on Monday, acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt, defended the request.
This $8.6 billion is geared towards what we would need in addition to complete that wall.
The budget boosts defense spending by nearly 5%. More money than even the Pentagon requested, while slashing nearly one-fourth of the State Department's funding. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has yet to announce if he will make a bid for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, but when he addressed a meeting of firefighters today in Washington, he sounded the part. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a report.
It sure sounded like a campaign rally.
Be careful what you wish for.
Joe Biden isn't officially in the race for the 2020 presidential nomination, but he was talking about the issues.
Trading Medicare and Medicaid for tax breaks? How that's going to help anybody in this room?
Former Vice President Biden jokingly told a gathering of the International Association of Firefighters in Washington he knows there are some jobs he's not qualified for.
My neighbor, you grew up either to be firefighter, a cop, a tradesman, or a priest, and I wasn't qualified for any of them.
I'm Rita Foley.
Algeria's ailing president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has announced he no longer plans to run for a fifth term, giving in to weeks of mass demonstrations against his rule and Algeria's entire political establishment. Bouteflika has also delayed the April election with no new date set. Gene Randall, VOA News.
And more right here.